Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great week and that you're getting your new year off to a good start. Most importantly, I hope you're finding time to pray to Jesus. To me, there's nothing more important than prayer, for it's through prayer that we can speak directly to Jesus and build a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives free of worry, fears, or anxieties. When I was younger, I had no clue about what I just told you. I had very little faith, I didn't pray, and as a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. My life changed in 2010 when, after a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was We All Make Choices. And how even though we are free to make all the choices and decisions in our lives, we are so much better off when we ask the Lord to guide us and we follow His lead. On today's show, we're going to talk about a common phrase we hear often and how it applies to our Christian faith. Today's topic is, do as I say, not as I do. We've all heard that saying from so many people, such as teachers, doctors, family members, and friends, always with good intentions. There's something they want us to do correctly, and they're aware that they themselves do not. That's fine when the piano teacher is showing the student the proper fingering of a musical passage that they may not do themselves. And it's also fine when the doctor is telling us how we need to lose a few pounds when he himself is quite aware that he needs to lose more weight than us, but is not. Yet in the Christian world, all of us must lead by example, and all of us must do our best to experience the best from others. Imagine going to church on a Sunday morning and hearing the homily or sermon about how as Christians we should never engage in gossip. Yet everyone listening knows that the priest or minister is often heard speaking about members of his congregation behind their backs, participating in discussions with others. Can the priest or minister say, do as I say, not as I do? I think we all know the answer. When we choose the Christian way of life, we are obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God. When doing so, there's absolutely no time when any Christian can say, do as I say, not as I do. In the Bible it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, follow my example, just like I follow Christ's. This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we are to follow the laws and commands of our God and do our best to live our lives here on earth as Jesus did. No, we can never be perfect like Jesus, but if we truly wish to be the best Christians we can be, we must do our best to lead by example, follow the examples we have learned from our Lord, and never, ever give into the easy way out. The parent who drops their child off and picks them up after Mass is not leading by example, but is in fact saying, do as I say, not as I do. Each of us must be committed to lead by example at all times and never allow ourselves to say, do as I say, not as I do. Understanding our role to lead by example is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, do as I say, not as I do. Whether we actually say those words or accept it as a practice we are comfortable with, we have to understand that there's never any place in the Christian world for following that concept. Why would anyone want to be part of our Christian faith if all any of us did was act like hypocrites, telling others what they should do when we ourselves do not? Unfortunately, there are many people who think of themselves as Christians who do not follow the laws and commands of our God and yet are quick to judge others who do not. And when this happens, they are in fact living by "do as I say, not as I do." In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, "Imitate God therefore in everything you do, because you are his dear children." Once again, this Bible verse tells us that we are to follow our Lord's way and to lead others by example. The first song I'm going to play today is called "Give It to Him." In essence, it's another way of saying let go and let God, for when we give the Lord all that is troubling us, we are ridding ourselves of our burdens and asking Him to handle them for us. When I wrote this song, I thought about the many emotions we experience when we abandon our God and how much easier life is when we have Jesus in our hearts. In the verses, we hear about the fears and doubts we experience when we go it alone. And then in the chorus, how easy life is when we let go of all that is troubling us and give them to the Lord. The words in the chorus are, "Give it to Him, all your woes will be cared for. Give it to Him and open up your heart. Give it to Him, He knows all the answers. Give it to Him, trust in God." Please listen now to my song, "Give It to Him."
Fear is the fuel for worry. Doubt is what leads to fear. Let go, give it to Him. Time is a while things pass, but faith is made to last. Let go, give it to Him. He will not do what you want, but He will do what is right. Listen to Him, give Him your trust, for He is love, He is life. Give it to Him.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Our topic for today is, do as I say, not as I do. If we agree and understand that as Christians, we're obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God and to set a good example for others, then we must do our best to accomplish those goals. One effective way to help achieve that is through prayer. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us be the best Christians we can be. We all have areas where we can improve, me included, but we stand a much better chance of building up our strengths while correcting our weaknesses when the Lord is involved. If we're aware of something within our faith that we have a do as I say, not as I do mindset, then pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us correct that. There may be reasons why, and Jesus can help. Maybe the parent who drops off the child to church and picks them up after Mass may deep down want to go to church themselves, but maybe they're afraid to. Maybe they've had a bad experience. Maybe it's been so long, they're ashamed to walk in. Whatever the reason, share it with Jesus and let Him give them the strength needed to walk through those doors. More often than not, when we accept a do as I say, not as I do mindset over something, it's really an excuse for not doing what we know we should, and prayer will help us get over whatever difficulties we are dealing with and give us the wherewithal to change and move on. We can also pray for others who we see with a do as I say, not as I do attitude. Maybe we know the parent who drops off the child to church and picks them up after Mass, and we wish for them to go to Mass. We know it would not only be good for them, but it would also set a great example for their child and provide spiritual support for them as they grow into adulthood, knowing that their parent was a committed Christian to our faith. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene, offering strength and guidance to lead that parent back to church. There are so many ways we can use prayer for ourselves and, of course, for others. So as we go through our week, think about any of the do as I say, not as I do things we are guilty of when it comes to our faith, and ask the Lord to help us change. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, do as I say, not as I do, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Matthew chapter 23, verse 3, "So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach." This Bible verse is telling us to be careful of those who use a do as I say, not as I do practice when attempting to lead others in faith. This verse specifically refers to the religious leaders in Jesus' time who were Pharisees and hypocrites, putting on false examples of practicing their faith for all to see their supposed pious acts. But they were not genuine with their faith. It does show, however, how old the concept of do as I say, not as I do is, going back to the times of our Lord here on earth, and I'm sure long before that. There is absolutely no time that we as Christians can ever justify a do as I say, not as I do attitude when it comes to our faith. The next song I'm going to play has to deal with temptation. We have to remember that the devil is out there 24/7, always doing what he can to pull us away from our Lord, and he does this by tempting us with all kinds of pleasures and too good to be true opportunities. The song I'm about to play is called, "Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes." When writing this song, I thought about temptation and how it can easily affect all of us. In the verses, we hear about how simple it is to give in to the devil, sometimes without even realizing it. Then in the chorus, how we can avoid temptation and resist it by turning to the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes.
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. Maybe it's true, you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. Do you know a simple way to avoid that mistake? Just follow a better path, an easy choice to make. Walk away from what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. In the gospel, John the Baptist is questioned if he might be the Christ. He says, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming." People often get confused with the timeline because we just recently celebrated Jesus' birth. In today's world, babies are usually baptized within a few months after their birth. In Jesus' time, people were not baptized until their adulthood. John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus, and he baptized him when Jesus was around 30. The psalm is Psalm 29, "The Lord will bless his people with peace." This psalm teaches us that despite God's immense power, his true intention is to provide peace and security to all. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen on to my version of Psalm 29, "The Lord will bless his people with peace."
The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the people with peace. The
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Shadow of the Cross. A young man who had been raised as an atheist was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's sermons, but he heard them often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light to practice by. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned his back to the pool on the edge of the board and extended his arms out, he saw his shadow on the wall. But the shadow of his body was in the shape of a cross. Instead of diving, he knelt down and asked God to come into his life. As the young man stood, a maintenance man walked in and turned the lights on. The pool had been drained for repairs. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go.
Under